We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What is going through your mind now as we approach 10 years?
Well, my sister Beverly Eckert was killed on flight 3407, and she was one of five. She was right in the middle. But I think for the tri-state area, what's important to know is that Beverly's husband was killed in the World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the leaders of the 9/11 Family Steering Committee. She lived in Connecticut, in Stamford, Connecticut. And Sean worked in Tower 2 of the World Trade Center for Aon Corporation. And he called her that day when he was trapped. And they had a long, very sad goodbye, and she heard the towers collapse on him. And she had dedicated her life to making sure that that didn't happen to any other family, and all the lapses of the government or wherever they may be that contributed to would be corrected. So she was coming to Buffalo on February 12th, 2009, which is our hometown and the hometown of her husband, Sean Rooney. And we were gathering with his family and our family to remember him on what would have been his birthday, that February 15th. We had a wonderful weekend planned. She was also awarding a scholarship in memory of her husband, Sean Rooney, the next day at the high school, at the Jesuit high school where he had attended. And she was also organizing her high school reunion with her classmates. So it was joyous, and it was a routine flight. She boarded a Continental flight 3407 from New Jersey, and it was supposed to be an hour flight, 45-minute flight to Buffalo, and she never made it. And it was devastating to us. It was just a horrible, 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 dark feeling, dark night where this happened, where it shouldn't have happened. It was a completely preventable crash, and I can't believe it's 10 years later. We miss her terribly.
Sure. It's made doubly tragic by what she had experienced and the work that she was doing. How did you hear about this? What was your first inclination that something had gone wrong?
Well, I was waiting for Beverly. She called me. She said, the flight's going to be delayed a little bit. Don't wait up for me. I said, no, I'm going to wait up. So I was waiting for her, and I was watching TV, and it was about 10:30, and her flight, she said she was going to leave at about 9. And so at 10:30, there was a bulletin across the TV screen, and it said a crash had happened outside in Clarence, New York. It's about 5 nautical miles from the airport, but it's about 10 miles, from the airport if you're driving. And I didn't think anything of it because Beverly had worked in the insurance industry, and she said small planes crash all the time, and they did say it was a small plane. So I'm watching this on TV. They did have some file footage or some live coverage of flames shooting up in the air from a distance, and they were trying to get there. And then I looked at my watch and still didn't think anything, but then they said, it's a commercial flight from Newark, New Jersey. And Beverly never flew out of Newark. She always flew out of JFK. And for this night, she did. She had a voucher to use. So she chose Continental, which is who had the voucher, and she flew out of Newark. And it was the most sickening feeling to realize. And I said, it can't be. She can't be on that plane. I called her cell phone. No answer. Kept calling it. No answer. And then we knew. So it was a heart-sickening moment. Very, very sad. She worked so hard for our country's security after 9/11. We all used to say we worried when we boarded a plane about who was on the plane with us and how the security was that tight. And I never thought, we never thought about aviation safety, that we shouldn't be maybe worried about the passengers, but who was in the cockpit.
And how long did it take to sort of transition from your grief into your advocacy? I mean, take us through your mindset in the hours afterwards, the days afterwards, the months afterwards.
Well, our mindset, I think my family is a little bit different. We had experienced the most horrific horror in the whole world. I mean, losing our brother-in-law, Sean, Beverly's husband, in the World Trade Center, you can't even believe it happened. So when the plane went down and Beverly was killed, we had, of course, we said, oh my goodness, it just couldn't have happened again. But we realized there was not any denial there. We immediately grasped this did happen. And I remembered it was important, just listen, you know, watching what Beverly and the 9/11 families had done, we need to get information. So, of course, there's all the very personal things you have to take care of in the immediate week or two. But there was a group, Mary Schiave, who's the former inspector general from the FAA, came to Buffalo. It was only about 2 weeks after the crash. And I knew she had been exposing some of the weaknesses of the FAA during her tenure, which was the late 90s. It was a long time ago. But she was coming to talk about crashes, and she brought family members from previous crashes with us. And what they told the group, it was a public meeting in Buffalo, was that the National Transportation Safety Board, who investigates crashes and accidents, they have a 10 most wanted list. And some of the, on that 10 most wanted list for more than 20 years, were things that wound up being part of the contributing factors for the crash of Flight 3407. Mm-hmm. And it kind of made us sick that these issues had been known and nothing had been done about it. So we know pretty early on. And
when you say 10 most wanted, those are safety improvements that had been asked for decades.
For decades, as a result of previous crashes, and had not been acted on. And we listened to these family members who had lost their loved ones in crashes, some of them 10, 20 years ago. And they said they've been fighting for this, and it hasn't changed. And I mean, it made no sense. It made no sense at all. So we learned what a regional airline was. That's a contract company, airline company, that flies under the name of, in our case, Continental Airlines. Beverly didn't fly on a Continental plane or a Continental flight, even though it said Flight Continental Flight 3407. We found out it was flown by a small airline company called Colgan Airline. Colgan Airline trained the pilots, hired the pilots, paid the pilots, and Continental Airlines had nothing to do with this. And we found it was a far lower standard of safety than it ever would have been had Continental pilots actually been flying that plane.
Two sets of standards is really what stands out to me, that this is an industry that we all think does everything it can to stay safe. But when you have two different sets of safety standards, that means one of them has to be below the other one.
They are. And the difference is that there were FAA minimum safety standards. The problem was they hadn't been changed in 50 years. So the major airlines, you know, the United, at the time Continental, American, US Air, Delta, they all knew what the levels were that they wanted to hire at, how they wanted to train, and they were far surpassing any minimum standards. But these regional airlines, who actually have to bid on contracts to get the routes from the majors, looking to reduce their cost, the minimum standards being so low by the FAA at that point, they could really dip very, very low and scrape the bottom and say, we're still meeting minimum standards. And that's where the whole problem was.
Yeah, so I take it you became very familiar very quickly with a lot of the regulations and the laws that were in place at the time. I take it it took a lot of time in Washington to really get the ball rolling on what became this new safety standard law.
Well, you know, it's been somewhere. People keep asking. I stopped counting it after 70 trips and, you know, in the 10 years. But what we did is we waited. We started hearing what the probable cause was. The NTSB did not actually release the final findings until February 2010, a year later. But we were hearing through testimony. We went to many aviation subcommittee hearings in the Senate and the House, and that's what you do. You go and you start learning. We were not pilots. We have a lot of other different skill sets, but we were not pilots. But the aviation subcommittee and their staff, they knew. They were aware of some of the things that could fix this. We talked to them. We met members of the Senate and the House, the members on these subcommittees and their staffs, and they educated us quite a bit, and we knew that we just had to keep coming and coming and show the personal face of what happens when you make a boardroom decision to cut a corner, thinking, oh, it won't matter. But when you're cutting corners everywhere, the cascading effect is something is going to happen, and that plane is going to crash, and that's what happened to us. We went constantly, probably every other week and sometimes every week. That law was passed and signed into law on August 1st, 2010. That was the Airline Safety Act, which did address the main causes, not only of our crash, but of the ones that had preceded it. Science-based pilot flight and duty time, fatigue management, and a creation of electronic pilot record database, because the captain of Flight 3407 was hired and the airline did not know he had failed three proficiency check rides before he was hired, because of the manner in which pilot records data was checked before that. And the Airline Safety Act requires the creation of electronic pilot records database, training upgrades, stall recovery, safety management systems. These are the areas, and the most important one is raising pilot qualifications, that the first officer or the co-pilot shouldn't be being hired at 300 hours, 400 hours, 500 hours of experience. If you're going to have the lives of people's as your responsibility, you need to have the full qualifications of a pilot with an airline transport pilot license. So they've raised the bar on who can be hired to fly a plane in a regional airline, and that was extremely important. I'm happy to say, since that law, and actually since that crash, there has not been a fatal crash on a U.S. airline since that time. And that's incredible. Thinking six crashes on regional airlines in the 6 years, including Flight 3407, and now zero crashes since that time. It's remarkable.
It truly is. And it's remarkable to me how you managed to sort of turn this grief into advocacy. And as unfortunate as it was, it sounds like you and your family were already pretty well versed in dealing with grief. But where did you find the strength to keep doing those 70 plus trips?
Well, the dedication, people say, how did you do this? And we always say, well, our person who we lost was incredible. And they really were. They were some remarkable people on Flight 3407. There was an internationally renowned human rights activist who happened to live in Buffalo. There were professional musicians with the Chuck Mangione Band. There were attorneys. They were presidents of their companies. They were directors of safety for their companies. There were four Northrop Grumman defense contractors who had been working very hard to keep our troops safe. They were, and their families had the same spirit as they did in their professions, and we just, you know, needed to make a difference, and that's what we did. It's not really, though, you push yourself. You just know it's something you have to do, and you keep doing it. And as long as there's a need, we'll keep doing it. And then, you know, it is 10 years, and that's what we do. The reason we do it for 10 years is, even though we got the law passed, the real lobbyists are paid, and they're paid by the companies that would like to see these watered down or reduced to make their life easier again. And so far, with our strength and keep going back, and with, you know, other safety advocates really saying, you know, leave it as it is, it's working.
Absolutely. I think the numbers really speak for themselves. So as we start to wrap things up here, I just wanted to ask what you'll be doing to remember your sister here as we get to the 10th anniversary.
Well, we have, we're gathering, there's probably going to be several hundred of us in Buffalo, a Clarence, New York, where the plane crashed into a home on a suburban street, is where the crash site is. And we have events scheduled for the day before and the day after, public events, We are on that actual day at night, we are having a service about a block and a half from where the crash happened, and we will then have a candlelight walk to the crash site, where we will read each name. We write a light a luminaria with each passenger's name and the man who was in the house that the plane hit, who was also killed. His name was Doug Walensky. We of course read his name too, and it's a very somber ceremony. Lay a wreath, and we remember. And it was at 10:17 p.m. on February 12, 2009, that that plane went down, and we will be at the exact place there, remembering our person. That's what we call him, our loved one. It's sad beyond belief, but we just want the deaths not to be in vain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.